Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Joe kind of had me self-scout myself throughout the year this last week. And I came away, God, there's so much out there that I've missed, right? Whether it's getting a little lazy with my feet and not taking a check down and maybe instead trying to force something downfield, or throwing the ball away and not taking sacks and allowing us to be in field goal range. And there's still so much room to improve. And I think I just have this extra emphasis, like I said, on points are at a premium in the playoffs and just trying to do everything I can to give us points.
Okay, Josh Allen with some stuff. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog at 803-0550. Maybe you'd like Allen. Actually, the opposite game is not so perfect here.
I know.
Maybe you'd like to be like, I got it.
Yeah. Or
like, all these mistakes.
Everything you're hearing about Trevor Lawrence, we'll talk to a Jacksonville guest here coming up at the top of the hour, is how he's freed up. And we realize I heard a Jaguars beat guy on with Chris and Steve on One Bills Live on my way in. He said, like, once he realized that he wasn't going to get, like, just absolutely clobbered by his coach for throwing interceptions, he started playing more freely. That sounds a little bit like the opposite of what Josh Allen is telling you right there in that context. So I don't know. It's a little that did set off a little bit of, I don't want to say alarm, but I just went, like, oh, I don't know. The narrative on the other guy is like, he's just letting it rip. And yeah. I've got Josh Allen here telling me, I got to be more careful.
I know. I think most of these things are just words to get through it, but we'll see what it looks like on Sunday. Here's Frank with us. Hi, Frank.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, Frank. Thanks for calling us.
Thank you. Message for these clickbait haters like, you know, Mr. Wright over there that, and everybody else that says, there's no more excuse for Josh Allen. You know, Burrow's not there, Lamar's not there, and et cetera. But have they looked at his stats in the playoffs? Do they realize that Josh Allen does not play defense, can't play defense, doesn't catch the ball, and doesn't call plays? You know, so he's done everything for us to win. So that excuse for me is completely BS.
Well, here we are again.
I don't think that it's completely BS. He has had the ball better than the position Mike is putting us in here with this question about the 28-24 with a chance to win with a touchdown. I mean, I know that's not easy, but he has that they've died on the field with a chance to win the game with the ball the last 2 years in the playoffs. So one's a missed field goal. They're down by three. I mean, who knows what happens there? There was a lot of time left. You know, probably the way that game had gone, I recognize that Kansas City very likely would have driven down to their own game-winning field goal if the Bills kick a field goal there.
Last year, the year before, or both?
2 years ago.
Okay.
2 years ago. Yeah, I don't know about last year. I never really thought about the field goal last year. They never got in field goal range last year.
It wasn't – the clock wasn't at zero. The Chiefs got a first down after the fourth down miss, but it was late, of course. Yeah, I don't know. Like, if you call, press me if you need to. I want to see the game first. What happens? Is there a late pick? Is there a miss, like, at the end of the game against the Eagles? That's different than if there isn't. I mean, that's different.
For sure,
than,
yeah.
I mean, that was a low-scoring game against Philadelphia, but they still were, like, set up to win it, and Allen missed by a lot. So if you have that again, then more people will start to compile the list of games that were, you know, winnable, late-game mistakes, or what have you, and that list grows. If it's more decisive, if it's not down to the end, then it's a different conversation. But it's right. We've said it many times. I mean, the caller doesn't have to tell us this. We know that Allen in the playoffs in his career has had some really good days. But they lost a lot of those games, or some of those games, and we'll have to see what this one is and looks like. Tony is next. Hi, Tony.
Hey, guys. I just want to say I've been listening the last 4 days and nonstop, and, you know, you get addicted to it.
Yeah. I'm sorry. One of the two.
That's okay. But we got two great teams, one matchup, win or go home. And I think as long as everybody plays to their capability, it's our game. I'm worried about one thing only. Do we have a kicker? This is the type of game that could come down to one last field goal, winner take all. So unless somebody can make me feel better that we have a kicker. And right now, that's not the case. I'll leave it with you guys.
Yeah, I can't tell you that's no problem.
Yeah, me either. I mean, I can tell you what Matt Prater said today, that he feels good and he felt good on Sunday and thought maybe the cold just was a problem, and that won't be, you know, they're not playing in the cold on Sunday. So, you know, do with that what you will. You know, just kind of stiffened up on him, I think is the phrasing he used, as they got into the game.
Don't love it.
And, you know, that I'm not telling you that can't happen in 68 degrees and overcast or whatever it's supposed to be in Jacksonville on Sunday. But he said maybe, you know, the cold had something to do with it. So I don't know. It's going to be risky. I predict that, I mean, he's going to kick tomorrow is the plan, and then maybe rest until Sunday, I think is maybe what, the way it sounds to me, and I'm going to guess that they end up using a practice squad call-up on the guy just in case. The guy they signed, that they signed yesterday.
Make them both active?
Yeah.
Oof.
I know.
Sorry, my computer was on. Could you hear that?
Yeah, I did. I heard something faintly, and I just...
It sounded like screaming?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
I was curling.
I thought it was like some alternate audio that was creeping in.
Oh, no. Like, what's that? Me too. It was curling.
Yeah,
Sorry.
Maybe I'm too flippant saying that. Like, they treat those roster spots like they are very precious.
Yeah.
Right? But I think you'd want to... Do you want to just trust this right... Or
yes.
Do you want to just have some insurance in case, you know, that's the question.
I think acknowledging what I don't know about the injury, the severity, what it actually feels like, maybe it's not much, maybe it is. I don't want to risk it with Prater. I don't. 41 and a recurring leg injury for the playoffs. Give me the guy you pick off waivers, just like they did when they signed Badgley. I'd easily rather go there. I mean, Prater had a good season. He helped the Bills.
He did.
Without Bass. And whoever knew anything about him. Like, did I miss the big takeout on Tyler Bass's injury and what actually was going on there? I guess I missed that if there was one. But he was just like, yeah, he's not coming back. All right. But that's under the bridge. Now, I choose Matthew Wright. That's what I would do. I want a guy who's not injured. And Jacksonville happens to have the world's leader.
They have a weapon as a kicker.
See, if it's Jacksonville on the 30-yard line,
right,
down by three, oof, with 2 minutes to go, that's one good pass.
Right.
And they're in his range, like 68. 68! Thank you. He's made from that distance and also 67 like last week.
Yes.
So I would be worried about that.
And like by a lot too. I mean, comfortably. Like, I mean, I think he's hit the net on those kicks.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't just creep over the crossbar, right? It is into the, it's into the netting.
Which makes you think he could make it from longer.
From 70 for sure, yeah.
Yeah. Get in the preseason.
If it doesn't happen on Sunday against the Bills, doesn't have to be to win the game, or, you know, it could be the end of the half, whatever. If they play more than one game, I almost guarantee at some point he'll try a 70-yard field goal. Like, I just don't think it's going to happen. And probably make it.
Hmm.
That's the leg this guy's got.
Well, on one hand, it's a concern. On another, if your biggest concern, not that it would be necessarily like the last caller, but is the kicker, then you could do worse. You could be in worse shape. Carolina's callers are not talking about, I just wish we had a better kicker for this game against the Rams.
No, right.
I feel like, right, they're probably not making that point.
No, I think that is right. But, you know, in a game that you expect, you know, why would you care about that? Because you don't expect that game to be close anyway. Right? Like, so it cuts both ways. If I've got a game that I expect to come down to the final, you know, final possession or two, and my kicker's compromised, or I don't want to say inexperienced, because this Wright has been around. He's been around since 20, so he's been in the league for 5 years, just never has been, you know, he's just bounced around a lot.
Well, is that a good sign or a bad sign?
I don't know. It's kickers. Like, he could, you know, the next place he stops here could be his new home.
He was
like,
always,
he makes big kicks in the playoffs for the Bills and becomes their kicker, and like, there's your story.
Was he always filling in Pittsburgh in 2020 for three games, Jacksonville for 14, like most of a season in 21, 22, Kansas City, Pittsburgh again, 23, Carolina for one game, 24, San Francisco, Kansas City, Tennessee, 25, Tennessee, Washington, Houston, now Buffalo. Is he always filling in on an injury? Fairbairn is hurt, so they call Matthew Wright. Matt Prater is hurt. You call Matthew Wright?
Yep. That's what it sounds like, except for that 1 year in Jacksonville where he would have been there for 14 games. Other than that, it sounds like it's break glass in case of emergency.
He was in Kansas City, like Butker missed a couple of games there.
Mm-hmm.
I think he has a ring from that team.
Wow. Well, championship experience.
Yes. Did he do anything? I don't think he kicked in the playoffs.
Probably not.
He was on that team when Butker was hurt, wasn't he? That sounds right, doesn't it? Like late in the season, they had issues with Butker.
I remember there being issues with Butker. It lines up that's when he was there, I would guess.
That should be like a Keats poem. Issues with Butker. But Matthew Wright was the guy they called in that case. Devin is next. Hi, Devin.
Hey guys, long time listener.
Thanks.
I just going into this week, man, I just always appreciate the fact that the Bills are in the playoffs, 41 years old. Shope, I always just go back to, it cracked me up, like after one of the drought era games, driving home, guy calls in, makes a meaningless point after a meaningless game, and you just said, you know, hey, we're in the NFL, but we're not, and it always resonates with me. Now living through, you know, this, even as being going on the road, it's just always awesome though when the Bills are in the playoffs. My question is, and kind of like a thought I had, is I was trying to find the record of rookie head coaches in their playoff debut, and you know, take with that what you want, put stock in that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the camp where I do trust McDermott, especially this season. I just like my chances, you know, with a rookie head coach, like making challenges, making these decisions, it's going to be amplified in the playoffs. And you know, can the Bills gain an advantage out of that? We'll see. But you know, outside of Mahomes, we've had some games where McDermott dialed things up last year against Baltimore, where I was shocked at how well we defended the run at times. And I just like our chances with, you know, obviously Allen, but I also think McDermott's going to have a big game this weekend and have something dialed up. At least that's what I'm hopeful for. But love that we're in the playoffs still. Love talking to you guys and listening. And go Bills.
Thank you, Devin. I meant to ask him if he got data on.
I'm guessing no, otherwise.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think it would have been offered.
Rookie head coaches.
But I don't know that, obviously. But
how many of these, I mean, a lot of coaches have playoff experience. How many of them won their first game? I am not the type to like really think about that. It's a game. It's a playoff game, but it's also a game. So, I don't know. I don't expect. Maybe you get what you want from McDermott. You get two or three, do I want to say exotic ideas? He's not really exotic. He gets less credit than he deserves for being, quote, aggressive. But what is an example of what Devin here wants or expects from like zero blitzes, fake punts.
Not zero. No, for me. But it's, you know, I think McDermott has gotten in, you know, depending on how deep you get into it, credit this year at times for doing the job they did on Drake May in the second half of the New England game, for example. Like just kind of, I've heard the phrasing, put him in a blender used. Just very confusing coverages. I mean, there weren't interceptions in that game, but that's what I think you're looking for. Like find something that Jacksonville does that there's, you know, you feel like you've got a certainty on a tell, on a formation or a motion or a something, and that your guys are ready to hop on it. Kind of like, what's a good example? Terrell Bernard against the Dolphins this year, early in the year, right? Where it was film study, and we watched them do this out of this look, and go to this guy, and I'm gonna be hiding and waiting for it. Something like that. You know, hopefully you can get some of that, because along with letting it rip and being free and not being worried about making mistakes, which is, again, the mindset that it appears Trevor Lawrence is coming into this game with, does come the, like, he's just going to let it rip. So, you know, if you can disguise enough things, maybe you get a pick or two out of that, because he's not worried about the downside.
Thanks again, Devin. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. We'll talk Jaguars with Ryan Green, 1010XL in Jacksonville, coming up in a little over 15 minutes. Sal Capaccio joins us later. This is WGR.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,